And on today's program, we thought the Halloween spooktacular was over, but the month changed and we just continued getting grossed out. This is one of the worst things we've ever covered on the show. It's called Ghosts Can't Do It. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Seda.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes. That is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in!
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
This sick fuck's using one too many movies.
Now, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's the fucking motion in the
ground? What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning into the program, as always. That's right. I used the spooktacular theme song into November. I did it.
Well, it's the start of November. The presidential election is upon us. It is
right around that corner.
It's the afterbirth. It's the afterbirth of Halloween and all the goose and goblins.
Oh, Halloween's afterbirth. Gross.
Speaking of Halloween's afterbirth, I want to get this out of the way. Yeah. On our Ernest Scared Stupid episode, we mentioned we would run a poll on our social media
platform. Ooh, it's like 538. I like this.
That's right. We're like, uh-oh, let's see. Is Ernest going to win Arizona? So we
have... Hey, Vern, I took Mississippi.
In this election, anything can happen. So we asked, what is the best Ernest P. Worrell film?
All what right. about the Ottomans?
Botswana Lumberjack?
Oh, man.
So we got 534 votes. This is always a problem with elections, voter turnout.
Yes, not great.
Yes.
We didn't do much to get out the vote, to be quite honest.
That's actually true.
But I predicted correct that.
Hey, go vote.
The poll's over.
I meant...
The other stuff?
Yes, no.
Who cares about that? Now, Ernest Goes to Jail won with 32% of the vote.
Wow.
And then coming up at number two is actually Ernest Scared Stupid at 27%. And
that's heartbreaking.
Man, that is crazy. That is crazy. That people is are bad. Crazy.
Oh, and we got Evan McMullen with 18% of the vote. That's very strange.
People don't realize that Jim Varney faked his death, and that's just one of his characters.
Dude... Evan McMullen would make a great Ernest movie.
Ernest Goes to Utah?
Yeah, dude. Ernest goes to a fucking multiple family wedding.
Ernest Goes Mormon?
Yeah, that was my joke.
So, well, I'm trying to make you, trying to give you a better title. Oh, we're selling this to babies. You understand that? So Ernest Goes to Camp was 26%. That's so close. It's just 1% off. This is why you ridiculous. Vote, people. This is why you have to vote.
Yeah, that's
so. Ernest,
that's your Nader situation right there.
Yeah, oh, the spoiler right there. Yeah, that's Nader in a nutshell.
Well, Ernest Saves Christmas siphoned off 15% of the vote.
Unbelievable.
Siphoned.
Fucking unbelievable.
I think that might be the spoiler.
Yes, I think that is it.
Oh, that's horrifying.
So that's your final results. That concludes our election coverage.
No love for Ernest Goes to Africa, huh?
I did not list it on the poll. I did not consider it.
Didn't want to dip your toe into that one.
We're not getting into Ernest Goes to Africa.
Which, you want to talk about alternate titles. I read on the internet that was called Ernest Does Blackface at one point.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It's not true, but I guarantee you there's probably blackface.
It would
in
get
that
more
movie.
Ass in seats.
If there's brown face in his fucking Halloween movie.
That's the
movie,
title? If that's just the title.
Yeah. Well, you can't call it Ernest Does Blackface and then not have blackface.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, anything to not talk about Ghosts Can't Do It. From 1989, directed by famed pervert John Derrick. May he rest in peace.
Kinda.
What, rest in peace or famed pervert?
Maybe. I kind of hope he's anxious.
Because he's a famous pervert.
He's not only a pervert, my friend. This dude was committing crime.
Oh, straight up crime.
You just described my death state, which is rest in anxiety. Yeah. Because why should that stop by death's cold embrace?
Steve Sadek's vibrating tombstone. Because you're just nervous.
You in the afterlife is making me uncomfortable. Just thinking of it.
I really hope there's at least like a heaven and hell, and like Steve goes to one and I go to the other, because I couldn't take it.
But you know, is my coffin presentable?
That eulogy was too long. They're talking about me again. Oh, man.
Oh, no. She didn't bring the time I piddled in my dick.
Oh, they're telling all sorts of stories about me.
That's me.
Why did you bring me to the wake?
So we can't just claim that someone's like a world-class pervert and not explain why.
Right. Sure.
So, who wants to take this? Eric Siska?
I'm more than happy to.
I want Siska to do
gather
this.
Gather around, children.
I'll tell you the story.
So speaking of children, Bo Derek was a child at the time. I think her name was Mary Kathleen Collins or something.
That sounds
and
right.
She was a bright young 16-year-old girl who liked to spend her days at the beach until one day a lecherous old man sauntered over. And before
this is getting good.
Yeah, before you know it, she was dropping out of high school and they moved to Germany. Oof. This old man and her, 16 years old, moved to Germany in order to not be prosecuted by the United States for all the statutory sex.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire, man. Wow.
Yeah.
They're not even cousins.
Stop right there. I have a contract for you. And Martin Cinemax wants to be in the John Derek business.
Oh, yeah, Garen fucking Deed. That was a blood contract.
That's
with a blood oath.
A six-movie deal, you think?
I think the three that they made, they might have made more
like
together.
Four or five.
Right, but these...
Between John Derek and Martin Cinemax the third?
No, well, I mean, I'm sure these all were on Cinemax.
Oh, you mean John and Bo Derek.
Yes.
But I was reading about this a little, and it was so crazy. Like, there was a movie called, like, Fantasies, which is actually shot, like, I think when she was underage.
Yes, it was.
Oh.
And then they didn't release it until, like, the 80s when she was already a star.
Gross.
And they put out a DVD of it very recently.
Right. And then Bolero. Did you read about this one, Chris?
I've
Cabin?
Seen Bolero.
What?
It is explain.
Because it's about a young woman.
Well, it takes the story you know about Bolero takes an hour to happen.
Well, which I don't even know what you're talking
about.
She's a virgin and she seduces a matador.
I thought this was going to be a longer version of Madonna's Take a Bow video.
Close. I mean, well, what happens is they get together and he gets injured in a bullfight and can't get an erection.
Oh, man, the bull popped his dick.
And then she goes on a mission to get his erection back.
Right, because
she goes into the afterlife, like home, like Odysseus?
No, she definitely, like, okay. She, like, from beyond scenes, okay. Kind of.
Oh, wow.
Oh, like,
I gotta see this.
The movie from
Beyond? Yeah, like, she kind of goes into other states of being.
Now, just Kevin, to find a dick?
Yeah, just to get a hard dick.
Quick little mention that this is Welcome Back to We Hate Movies After Dark.
Yeah. This is a side order sleaze, basically.
Also,
this
is Tangent Town.
Oh, Tangent Town's always, we're always in Tangent Town.
But, like, this is, like, I mean, I feel like this might go into Blame It on Rio territory.
Yes.
So this is
in that area, and it's good to have this bedrock.
Yeah, this is what we called advanced level We Hate Movies.
Exactly. Now, that was the filmography bringing you up to this movie, unless I missed one.
I know the Tarzan movies afterwards.
I think it might
be. No, this is the last one of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, is it? Okay, so the Tarzan one's before this.
Was he finally jailed?
No, how erotic is that now?
That one is quite erotic. It takes 45 minutes for Tarzan to show up.
This movie is really just trying to, like, legitimize their relationship, I think, in a really creepy way. Because, Chris,
look how great we are.
I got a quick question, because I've asked Andrew and Eric separately. Isn't there a line in this movie that they met when she was 14, or did I make that up?
Something like, yes.
Okay, I think I heard it. Yeah.
And she eventually also says, like, she's never had sex with a young man. She's only ever had sex with an old man. Because let's mention it's Anthony Quinn playing stand-in role for John Derek. And they're leading this rich life. And she's like the trophy wife that he apparently abducted as a child.
Yeah, so basically,
it's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
And he dies.
It was a different America.
No, wait a second, though. He doesn't just die.
No, I'm just trying to give the macro.
Yeah, oh, all right. Yeah. Then we'll get into it? Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah, there's a lot.
He dies, and then wackiness ensues. He wants to have sex with her, and they have to find a way to make that happen, because guess what, Andrew? Ghosts can't do it.
Turns out ghosts can't do it.
And that's what the title's referring to, if you were wondering. It's about how ghosts can't fuck you, but I've read different info on that.
And Ghostbusters told me different, too.
Yeah. Right, and the entity and the whole incubus stuff.
Oh, man, yeah. What if so later, Julie Newmar comes in. She's like his guardian angel. She's like, all right, Anthony Quinn, you can't have sex with your young wife anymore. However, you can give all the blowjobs you want, man. That's just how that works.
24/7.
I got an obese ghost hunter in New York City. He's very pleased.
Oh my God, it's a shared cinematic universe.
With Ghostbusters, I think that's what we're told.
I'm going to take the form of a sexy lady and a blow Dan Aykroyd.
I got to tell you, I've seen like Anthony Quinn in like La Strada.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple more movies. I've never actually seen Larry of Arabia, by the way. I never got around.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's
like
good.
The one of the big in there. But
I watched
like,
it during Hurricane Sandy.
Well, that's a great hurricane movie.
Yeah.
We keep having them, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, right into the mailbag about your own
hurricane movies,
right?
Yeah, that's a
we
good
just
one.
Had one down in Florida. I hope everyone's okay, but yeah. Right in your story.
Hope nobody's dead.
Yeah, but if you're not dead, write in and tell us what you watched during the hurricane.
Yes.
But I don't know, man. He fucking sucks in this movie. And I don't know if it's like because he was just really old at this point and he's got like no direction because it's just some lecherous scumbag making this movie.
It's like a close-up with soft lighting. What is this, 70% of this performance?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just standing in front of a curtain reacting off of nobody, but I presumably probably just John Derek reading him lines.
And he knocked this out, I bet you, 2 days max.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. 2 days max he was in and out of this thing.
So let's back up a bit. So they live in like this big fancy ranch in Wyoming.
It's got the world's weirdest credit sequence, by the way.
Sure.
Which is just silence and this like these sepia pictures of them on horseback and like Ralph Steadman kind of font somewhere.
I thought I got the wrong file. I was like, is this like a Billy Jack sequel?
I thought like I didn't have like the audio wasn't working. Yes.
Well, no, because this is guys, what you're failing to realize is that these are all what they call in the business artistic decisions.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Like when it comes up, it says Ghosts Can't Do It by John Derek, which that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, he's an auteur.
Yes. I know. And it's like from right there, that title card, you can just like tell how full of shit this dude was.
He thought he'd be up there with Franny Truffaut.
I know, dude. Oh, I know. Yeah. It sucks.
Because his wife had a nice body.
So we get to... Yeah.
And he thought to put it to film. I saw a little girl on the beach one day. I'm going to put her in the movies. Legal ones
and
this time.
He did. He kidnapped her and put her in legal movies. So they live in sort of like Captain Kirk's retirement dream.
I want to live in this place, man.
It's a big snowy horse ranch in Wyoming. This is a pretty nice establishment they've got.
Too much Native American appropriation for my tastes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not shocking.
Furs,
rich white man just living off the land.
You
sort
can buy
of.
That jacket, but it can't be everywhere. You can't. Five different versions of that jacket.
You can have one of those jackets and then nothing else.
Yes. Maybe a nice rug in the house if you want to. That's about
it. And it would be fine. Even if it was just for these scenes, that would be fine. Except for later on when somebody's like playing a piano or something, they're wearing a fucking top hat and they have the strings around the thing with the multicolored stuff. And I was like, what the fuck is this doing here?
Well, this was like, you know, I think in like 88, 89, this was like a big...
It was like what's
in right now. I mean, remember, this is Donald Trump's America.
Right.
When he says he wants to make America great again,
he wants to make it like this.
1988, yes. Yeah.
He has a heart attack on this horse, right? Like that's the first
scene.
The
first thing.
Yeah.
And like the sound quality is wretched in this movie.
His doctor or someone's running up and he's trying to give him a shot and he's like, not my belly. Don't put it in my belly.
I had to go looking for subtitles.
Yes.
See what the fuck he was saying.
Watch like the rabies shot. Don't give it. It's like a rabies shot. I don't want it in the belly. And, oh, give me a kiss, my baby. Give me a kiss.
Let me bite your lip. And let me bite your lip in taste life.
And she is calling. I mean, like, the problem is this is written by John Derek. So this should be Bo Derek's movie where she, like, kind of walks away from this creepy old lecherous man as he's dying. It's kind of like the hardest part of the jewel heist is when you when you're waiting for your fence to come back with all the jewels. That's if you're a trophy wife waiting for your shitty husband to die. You're like, oh man, it's coming. Yeah. It's gonna happen
any second.
It's just like Reservoir Dogs.
It's exactly like that.
She's doing this thing where she's like, oh, Scott, please tell me this is just one of your drills again. And I'm like, drills? What kind of a life is this?
It's Dogtooth. I think it's Dogtooth again.
We're in a compound. We're not on an estate. This is a compound because right. She calls him the Great One. Not
the Great One constantly.
Like he's fucking Wayne Gretzky. No, thank you, sir.
Yeah, there's only one Great One, by the way, and he's not in this movie.
It was reminding me of Foxcatcher a little bit because it's like... It's like this secret compound where we wrestle.
Channing Tatum's right? Just running around the perimeter.
I would like a creepy little Steve Carell to shoot fucking Anthony Quinn in the head.
Oh, that would be great.
Instead, he shoots himself in the head.
Well, so he has this heart attack, and it's basically like, you can't ride horses anymore. You can't fuck anymore, probably.
His doctor, who's on the compound wearing a gold gym t-shirt.
Let me tell you, this dude went to Dr. Nick's Hollywood Upstairs Medical School. Holy shit. Dude, if you are having serious heart troubles and your doctor comes in to give the diagnosis and he's wearing a chain gym t-shirt, seek a second opinion.
Yeah, at least. But yeah, he can't, you know, no heavy meats, blah, 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 and no fucking. And he's like, I can't live like this.
I'd want to die.
So he takes the coward's way out.
And fucking Kurt Cobain's himself, dude. Yeah.
Now, Steve Shadek often talks about shooting himself in the head in a horror franchise. Now, if you couldn't fuck anymore and you had to get a shot in your belly, would you kill yourself?
No, I'm fine. I mean, if I'm a billionaire, and like, that's the thing. This is, and it's not like he kills himself. It's not like he has like really debilitating cancer and like.
He looks
he's fine.
Like, his heart will give out eventually. Like, it's.
Yeah.
A heart attack's like a total, like, on the list of ways to go. That's pretty high up there, right? Like.
As like,
as opposed to drowning, as opposed to like horrific cancer, as opposed to
yeah, I guess so.
But he's like, he wants to be Dr. Manhattan. Like, he wants to be immortal.
He wants to be Dr. Manhattan. Everyone wants to be hung like him, right?
Yes, I walk around the blue, my balls, I scrape at the floor.
Anthony Quinn as Dr. Manhattan.
I want to be a big blue giant man with a swinging vine dick. Why won't you let me kill him?
I just want to destroy him.
Is that him talking to Rorschach?
Yes.
I want to turn that Rorschach to dust.
But
So, also, I don't get, and this is a big fuck you in this movie, and again, it's because this scumbag John Derek's vanity project, sure. But, like, I don't get him, like, holding the gun, like, well, Lucille, it is now time to go. Yeah. Like, none of that. It's just, like, Bo Derek's, like, outside, like, the snow is great, and I've got 9 horses.
She's driving home with their adorable dog.
Yes.
And then they just cut to gunshot.
Yeah.
And then she goes up there. And she's like yelling at the mates, don't look at me, don't look at me.
Well, the nurse is like, you know, you don't want to see this. And she's like, I have to see the Great One's brain splattered all over that wall.
I have to eat them. I have to eat them and then I have to save them for the children.
Oh, speaking of eating, the suicide note was really fun.
Oh, really?
The chair?
He's like, I always thought you were the cherry on my cake. Turns out you are my cake.
Oh, great.
A great suicide note.
The cherry was my many mistresses.
Because you know that shit was going on.
Yeah, of course.
You know that shit.
That's what you need at that funeral scene, by the way, is like his like 3 or 4 close advisors, her, and then like a string of women standing on
a
the other
vast
side.
Ocean of escorts.
It's like different. Like, there's a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, and a 60-year-old. Like, yeah, we got thrown out for you.
VD personified showed up.
Hello.
What's also funny is now this is when the haunting begins. At the funeral. Also, give it a fucking day, asshole.
Maybe
right?
A month.
Don't
even.
Do it during the ceremony.
No.
But what I do appreciate is the dog can see him too.
Oh yeah,
the dogs like chatting them up.
Everybody knows that dogs, you know, can peer into the paranormal.
All animals have a window to the nether realm.
She's dressed like she's going to a funeral on Krypton, man. Isn't that thing crazy,
dude? I think she's wearing a Sasquatch pelt. I don't know what the hell this thing is.
This also, hats? Is it a Klingon funeral? Because there's like flames everywhere.
Well, I think this is going back into some appropriation here. He's like, you knew the exact kind of a funeral I wanted—a Native American one. And you're like,
sure.
Burn me to a cinder.
So he winds up in some hotel lobby with Julie Newmar, of all people.
Catwoman herself.
Yet another Catwoman on the show.
Oh, yeah? Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, poor Eartha Kitt. Who's slumming it more here? Eartha Kitt and Ernest Scared Stupid or Julie Newmar in this?
Julie Newmar in this.
Yes, okay. Well, we can all agree on that.
But and she also, probably got paid more.
Who?
Julie Newmar.
Think so?
I mean, John Derek is a swinging dick out in Hollywood.
John Derek didn't have Ernest franchise money.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, you never know.
And he was a whole. He was around during old Hollywood. He was an actor back in the day, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. John Derek did a bunch of Ernest movies. It was like a one for them, one for me kind of a deal. Like, I'll do your Ernest movie, but then I'll do my weird fucking having sex with a much younger woman.
Here's the thing. It's just going to be one thing. Bo has to appear in it. She has to be naked. She has to be naked through the whole damn thing. No, I do understand where you come from, Mr. Vonnie, but she has to be naked. I do understand your point of view.
That's Mr. Varney to you.
You're all set for your meeting with Jim, but don't call him Jim. You have to call him Mr. Varney. Okay, thank you so much.
I'm walking. I won't do it.
I'll call him whatever the fuck I want.
Also, by the way, what an idiot. Like, you're in heaven or wherever with an age-appropriate Julie Newmar as your angel.
In what looks like kind of lingerie at points.
Yeah, like, she looks like see if you can figure that out before figuring out possessing someone and fucking your wife.
According to the Superbook, I believe angels don't have genitalia.
That's true, yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, I guess you're just going to have to figure it out with face.
Or just move on.
Yeah, a lot of face.
We don't know what kind
time?
Of. We don't know what Superbook we're according to here because I was raised Catholic, and if you fucking blow if you fucking Hemingway yourself, you're going straight to hell.
Straight to hell.
Straight to hell. Right. So he's in purgatory.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you kill yourself, you can just be a sexual ghost.
Yes. Sexual ghost.
Well, you do have a clock. Cool. You have like a week.
You got a week?
But that
you got like
this,
a week.
This brings a point that I wanted to
This would
to
all take
mention.
So much longer than it yeah.
Well, no, it's just that like he's saying this like sort of vague like I only have so much time and you're like, "Well, have Julie Newmar be like, "Hey man, you got a week." Yeah. But no one specifies anything. She's like, "Don't you want to try to get to the afterlife?"
At one point he does say, "I have 3 days."
But then we're like, we're fucking.
But then
we're going to Hong Kong?
Yeah. Which is 2 days.
Oh my god! And
how's
he even getting that info? Like, what has he got? Like email or something?
He got the book from Beetlejuice, and he's reading it.
I would appreciate that a little bit. Set up the world a little better.
So he starts contacting her. Anthony Quinn starts contacting Bo Derek
now,
at the funeral.
I'm sorry, Steve, but it's very important. I think that we sort of lay out how this looks while you're watching the movie. Because it's not like your average haunting romantic comedy where like Patrick Swayze's by your side the whole time.
Oh, I got a perfect idea. All right, so if you're at home, get a picture of Anthony Quinn, which you have. I know you have in your house.
In the back.
Take it out of the frame.
Get a clear glass of iced tea and put it on top of the frame. And that's kind of what you're looking at.
Also, possibly any music video from 1983.
But then
he is just like staring at the corner of a floor.
Uh-huh.
Like, because he's supposed to be looking down from wherever.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's standing in front of a curtain in a hotel lobby, like Steve said. They just hung a curtain, strewn a few lights about. And then, like, she's just sort of, like, looking wherever, on location, on set, wherever she happens to be, talking to nothing.
Looking like a maniac.
Screaming at the top of her lungs.
And no one is, and this is fucking white privilege at its finest. No one is like, that woman is fucking insane. Commit her.
I thought the twist was she was going to get committed or something, or maybe shock treatment.
That's what it should be, dude. We got to shock this fucking crazy out
of her.
I'd
love to see her.
But she's like a fucking, she's like a billionaire white widow. So it's like, she's a lunatic, but it's okay.
Ooh, the white widow. Is that Marvel?
No, the black widow. Actually, I think there is a white widow somewhere.
Probably, of course there is. Yeah, at some point
You got your casting all figured out, Marvel.
There's a white widow and there's a white witch later.
Oh. Wait, in this movie? Okay.
There is a white witch. Oh, God, there's fucking outright witchcraft in this movie later on.
So he's like, hey, don't be so sad. Why you cry at my funeral? And she's like, dude, what the fuck?
Well, the weird thing is, so ugly. I don't like this.
Well, because that's the thing. It's like when he has a heart attack in the beginning of the movie, he's like, now what are our commandments? And she's like, I shall not wear black. I shall not cry when you... And like, there's this weird like script they have going.
They've been prepping for this man's death for 10 years.
You'd have to,
at
really.
At least.
No, because they've had some plan that he's going to live forever.
But it's this like big fucking production to do. And it's like... tiring. It is exhausting watching these exchanges.
I told you to freeze me next to Disney. What the fuck? What's with this Klingon funeral bullshit?
Scoop out the brain, put it in the cylinder, and freeze it.
Oh, that would be great. See, that's what it should be. Not like this fucking soul horse shit.
Wait, you wanted to be like RoboCop 2?
Yeah, dude. Consciousness. Just change it into something.
Put him in a robot, right?
Yeah, that's what you want. Anthony Quinn robot, and then it's like a sexy bicentennial man.
Oh, yup.
I get into that.
A bicentennial man with nipples, I guess.
No, hard nipples.
Bi-centennial man.
Now I go for both.
So long as you're yet less than a centennial old.
The pleasure of the flesh.
I'm your boogeyman.
Oh, gross.
He's getting all sorts of meat.
So she's talking to him and like, he's like, you have to go to your favorite place in the world, which is this Sri Lanka? Where are we going here?
I think
it's
Sri
Lanka.
Yeah,
we do go to Sri Lanka. Yeah. Quick thing, before we go to Sri Lanka, I just have to mention, because it's kind of a legitimately hysterical part of this movie, but totally unintended.
Please.
He's critiquing the funeral, like we mentioned. Uh-huh. You weren't supposed to wear black, but you are. You're crying. You weren't supposed to. And he's like, but I am so happy my horse could be in attendance. There's like... And they cut to this wide shot of like everyone standing around the grave and then a horse in mourning. Bravo, horse acting.
That's great horse acting.
Also, can we bring up one more thing about when we're with Anthony Quinn,
mm-hmm.
The costume changes.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Sometimes he's dressed like Indiana Jones, and sometimes he's not.
The quiet fuck is going on here? Like,
why does a ghost need an outfit? Because
he's got a Bogart raincoat at some point,
dude. It is just because they're fucking filming with whatever he came in wearing that day to the Holiday Inn lobby to film this.
Well, what the fuck? It's raining outside. I gotta wear my hat.
No, I will turn it off.
turn off your jacket, sir.
Shut up.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of like, hey, Anthony, you want to get closer to the microphone? Well, I got to get closer to your fucking ass I get close to.
Man, bicentennial man.
Yeah, don't you fucking forget it.
So we go to Sri Lanka.
Also, he loves that horse so much. Why didn't he just possess the horse?
Oh.
Because his dick was not big enough.
What do you think of that, Chris? Possess a horse.
You know, I think that's going to be a little complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Cabin, Bronx Medium. Some shitty spinoff to Long Island. Yeah.
And Zoo, of course.
Oh,
yes.
So we go to Sri Lanka, where they've got some fucking castle.
Yeah, it's another place. She brings all of her jewels, and she's like, oh, these give me happiness. It's like $1.5 million in jewels.
She says something about, like, because he's like, why do you take all these jewels with you? And she's like, because I like playing with them. And he's like, they should really be in the vault.
She has a fishbowl that's worth like $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, right,
what is this?
Because there's some like diamond inside it.
It's
or
like
something.
A pearl.
Like
from,
obsidian. It's like a circle of obsidian in the middle of
it. It's from Davy Jones's locker. There's like a whole thing about it.
What is the line? Is it some point where he's a ghost, I believe.
Okay.
Where he, which is most of the movie, but he uses the line, I just wrote it down, where he goes, real men don't eat quiche.
I wrote that down too. You know what that it's about?
What?
It's about when she asks him, why didn't you just take pills? And that's
like
his
heart medication?
No.
To kill yourself instead of like blowing your head off.
Oh, right.
Instead of Hemingway, you just, you know, take some pills.
Well, yeah. I'm a man, and you know what? Quiche is delicious.
Yes, but it's for soft men. Yeah, I am a hard man.
I don't know if you guys know this, but this movie takes place in a verse or a time wherein this guy harkens back to an era when when men were men, okay?
Oh,
and
right.
Men aren't men anymore. You know, men are now women,
right?
And I don't even know what women are.
the pussy generation, as Clint Eastwood would say.
Yes, oh, exactly, God. Exactly.
Him there's and another person who should have died off already.
Well, he's just been talking to ghosts too.
So we go to Sri Lanka, this house. We sort of meet like the locals. She's kind of like.
She's naked. This is the first nude scene. She
just total nudity.
She's like, "Oh, I'm just sunbathing on the beach there," and some guy, who
Fausto,
looks like Fausto Giuliani, or what's his last name?
It's me,
Fausto Giuliani.
Oh, look at this, Bo Derek sitting on a beach.
Oh no, we gotta get her off the beach. Can't show that body.
Get that beach body off that beach, buddy. See what I did there?
Let's get Mickey Mouse in there instead. Just put some Mickey Mouse in there.
The M&M's Corporation wanted to buy a whole steak right in the porno district.
Fausto Giuliani. I love that.
But his name is Fausto and something else crazy.
Garibaldi.
Sure. And it's like, Jesus.
He's like if Kyle MacLachlan was like a 20-year-old porn star. Right. That's what this guy looks
named
like.
Named Devil-O.
Yeah, I thought this guy would have been in like 24 Giallo movies. Like, he's got that look.
Mm-hmm. Turns out he's been in nothing.
Nothing at all.
He looks like Patrick Duffy a bit, too. Like a young dynasty era Patrick
Duffy. Yeah.
That's where you want to be.
I like that. I could take a bite out of that.
You talk about blowjob ghosts. Hello.
Send me to 1980s heaven. I'll tell you who shot JR.
All right, this is After Dark. We said it at the
Dude,
top.
Advanced level We Hate Movies. It's happening.
If this is your first episode, pause it, listen to another one, and then come back.
Yeah. Listen to almost any other episode.
So at this point, like, he's like, oh, she's like, she's really pissed at him for killing himself. And like, what this movie should be is like him with his lecherous old claws from beyond the grave trying to hold on and her slowly pulling away, and they both learn a lesson. He's like, right. I got to go to heaven or hell, most likely hell, and you've got to keep living your life, this billionaire lifestyle.
You're saying the character should grow and change over the course of a narrative?
Yes, and stop wanting to fuck each other.
But also, conversely, if you want to make this like a dark comedy, which I think it tries to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it tries to be hysterical.
First of all, you can't put Bo Derek in it.
No, because
you know what?
She's unfunny.
Bo Derek is horrible.
She's horrible. She's horrible, horrible. She's horrible.
She ruins Sharknado.
Oh, wow.
That's hard to do. That's incredibly hard to do.
That's why they pay you the big bucks as a film critic.
I think she holds her own in Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
That's just because she's being supported by Rob Lowe being awesome in that movie.
And then Brian Denny has that heart attack. You think that's what Brian Denny's trying to do in that movie, too? He's like, I'm coming back for you, baby.
Oh, no, I got sucked into the body of my son, Tommy. Ah, gross.
Fat guy in a little coat.
Well, sorry, Tom Senior, I'm not gonna fuck you now.
That actually, John Wayne Gacy in a little coat.
If Brian Dennehy's ghost was possessing Chris Farley's, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Because then that's how he can make the sales at the end.
Yeah, he grows back into it.
Yeah,
Tommy want wingy indeed.
Yes,
that's a good movie.
It is.
I love that movie.
I saw him on stage, Brian Dennehy, not for Chris Farley.
I was like, what, really?
And I've never been so scared in my life. Man.
I was at
just
that.
Fucking
I
slap your
went
face
to the
right.
Same show.
Mm-hmm. He will slap your face, and it's going to come right off.
You know who does the same thing? Because you saw him in what, Iceman Cometh?
Yeah.
We saw a production of Our Town with Michael Shannon.
Yikes.
Holy tits, yeah, man. No. This guy comes out. He's playing the narrator, right? So he comes out to do the, like, turn your cell phone off. He pulls out, and I think this was his own personal device, this, like, 1999 flip phone, just opens that thing, looks at it, looks back at you, and shakes his head while he angrily closes it and puts it away.
My lips are turning blue. That's chilling.
Dude, but I've never been so scared by Our Town. So whatever. So, you know, they this is where they sort of concoct this thing where it's like, okay, like, what if you picked a young buck for me to possess?
Oh, yeah.
Then we could get married and we could fuck again. She, yeah. Bo Derek is very stern. Her Christian values are in play here. Uh-huh. She's like, I will not just fuck somebody. He's like, well, we could also get married again if you want. The point is, I just want to fuck.
And then he's like asking her, like, what would she prefer in a man? And like she says she wants to have a young man, a very young man.
A very young man.
Because he better be white.
Because oh, she... you're just like me. I love you so much.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So
go
on
for the young
one. Put on the clan robe. Yeah. Oh, that is doing it for me.
So, what the fuck was I saying? Young she man wants because... a young man right. because yeah. she has never been with a young man. She's only ever had sex with this old man. One and done.
Apparently.
Bizarre.
So, and this is what I don't understand. There's
a lot of things you don't understand.
Well, that's true, but I just mean with regard to this film, ghosts can't do it. So he's got like some business empire that's worth like $2 billion.
That's because this movie's bad. And it's just like, he does business. And okay, oh, the business is in trouble. Why? Because the business is in trouble.
And you have to go deal with the business now because you are the business. And he was the business once, but now you are indeed the business that will go forward.
So like some other old fucking pervert like finds her.
Oh, dude, he's been waiting for fucking Anthony Quinn to die.
Yeah,
Winston.
Like, yeah, Winston, like the best buddy slash like business advisor or whatever.
He's licking his lips. Oh, my goodness.
He looks like a really elderly stunt double for the dad from Donnie Darko, whatever that dude's name is.
Oh, God. Chance something. Or
yeah, he's got like a cool, weird name. Yeah,
it's Don Murray.
What?
Don Murray's this guy.
Who's yes. Don Murray?
Is this guy.
Is yeah, Winston.
But why should I give a shit?
Because who's... Knott's Landing.
What?
The TV soap opera-ish.
Oh, and that dude was on it?
Yes.
Oh.
What else did he do?
Not much.
Well, then why do you give a shit about Knott's Landing?
I watched a lot of it.
Today?
Not today.
God, dude, you got to get out of the house.
I do.
Watching Knott's Landing like
he was
a loser.
Also on Bus Stop.
Yeah, well, why don't you call me when you're watching Evening Shade?
Okay.
Then we'll come over.
Okay.
Evening Shade-a-thon. So this dude comes and he's like, hey, man, your dead husband's company is worth $2 billion. We got to go to Hong Kong and negotiate something. You're going to lose all this money. And Anthony Quinn's like, by the way, I may hate that Fausto guy, but last night I saw him go skinny dipping and he's got a nice dick. And you're like, okay, let's just go to Hong Kong.
Keep that in mind, folks. Whenever you're doing anything, a ghost is just checking
just
out working, all the
just watching you.
You're sizing you up.
Yep.
Think about how many dead people there are.
Your grandmother knows what your dick looks
of
like.
Of course. Not only my grandmother, like it's like a stadium of people.
That's right, actually. We're recording right now in my Manhattan apartment that's over 100 years old. Think about all the dead ghosts of Irish immigrants that are in here.
It's like ghost Yankee Stadium.
Well, now how am I supposed to perform?
Very
I'm
carefully.
Scared to my very core.
Well, you better, you know, it just psych yourself up.
Okay.
You know, get yourself going the best you've ever done.
Well, because, like, can I say that, like, it include when he is sizing up
Fausto there.
Fausto
Giuliani.
In the waves at night.
Thought I got a big dick. Yeah. Look at the thing in my banana hammock.
Oh, hi there, ghost. How are you doing? Want me to shake it a bit for ya?
It could be used as a flotation device.
He has the unfortunate line, I could be happy in that.
Yeah.
I could be happy in that dick.
In that thing.
In that
oh, gross.
That whole machine.
What if he overshoots
there?
It and possesses a sperm?
Oh, wow. Oh. Wow, that's a problem. Then you got to start from scratch, dude. Yeah, she'll be long dead before he's legal.
Never stop him.
Well, legal, yeah. You in this movie, you can fuck anything you want.
That's actually true.
Hey, as long as you're wearing a Native American smock.
Oh, God.
Right, then it's a spiritual reason you're having, yeah.
You guys remember how it is the movie tells us we're in Hong Kong, by the way?
No.
A big old gong crash. Fucking thanks.
Cut to Bo Derek eating noodles.
Styrofoam cup of noodles. Just a quick PSA. You know who needs to retire the gong sound effect? Fucking Food Network. Anytime it's like,
oh really?
And in your baskets, it's Asian food. Gong.
Are you kidding?
You'll hear more gongs than not.
Jesus, Ted Allen, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Don't they also throw in a da 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 da? Like they occasionally.
No.
Occasionally they'll throw that one in there.
Anytime pizza's like ba da 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 da, everybody's a racist. It's like, all right, relax.
Holy shit, Food Network! How are they getting away with this?
Yeah, nobody cares. So in a good mood,
I saw that guy, Fieri. I could be nice in there.
Oh my God.
I'd have plenty of room to run around.
I don't know about the hair, though.
All of a sudden, Guy Fieri's got black slick back hair, and you're like, oh my God, Andy,
he's exercising regularly.
He's dressed like a 1940s detective. Folks, that's how you know Guy Fieri's been possessed by the ghost of Anthony Quinn.
But in a good movie, this
that
should
would happen, yeah.
Well, yes, in my good movie. No, but in a good movie, again, maybe this is the part where she finds out she's good at business and like she has a real knack for it,
but
right?
The problem
like,
is no one knows what business is.
Yeah,
it's the old 1980s quote unquote business.
Well, we can talk about it when she gets into the little room with Donald.
Here we
so
go.
So this is why we're doing this movie when we are.
Well, yeah.
7 days before the world ends.
We walk into this business room in this movie, and it's like three Hong Kong businessmen and this fucking little tiny-fingered prick Donald Trump sitting at this business table.
Wet lips constantly.
He's
like,
licking these lips.
Suckling
out
the air.
He's It's distracting and it's weird to our eyes, but
sure.
He's trying to be sexy.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
He's trying to eye fuck that camera.
Bedroom eyes, I would say.
Yeah, he's got Martin Scorsese's eyebrows.
He does, dude. These are outrageous.
I thought they were gonna get up and walk to craft services.
He's just licking these lips, doing his fucking tiny little cocktail weenie fingers are all over his face.
I do think this is before he found his instrument as an actor. You know, like when you watch that Home Alone scene where he's telling Kevin McCallister.
Down the hall and to the left.
Yeah, you know, that's a great scene.
He's
like a
cohesive.
Classic.
He's really
he
knows come what together.
Right here, I think he's a little uncomfortable.
He is. He looks like he's trying. He's actively trying to shit his pants.
He looks like he's trying to tell a Mexican prime minister that he's going to pay for a wall that he's definitely not going to. And then minutes before, that guy told him to go fuck himself, and they had to do a press conference. It's almost like that.
Well, because he probably walked into this fucking conference room set banging a gong.
I'm in China. China. China.
Well, technically, I think it's English.
China. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They love me here. How's everybody doing? I don't know why I do it as Rodney Dangerfield, but
it's fine.
Oh, hey, you know what? Rodney would make a great president.
I would have definitely voted for
Rodney
him.
Dangerfield's Dangerfield. Fucking defiled corpse would make a better president than Donald Trump.
Yeah. I had to nuke Russia. Didn't give me no respect. It's like, oh my God, this is terrifying, but kind of funny.
Oh yeah, you thought this was gonna be a laugh riot, kid. Turns out I'm a fucking maniac.
Also, I got gambling debts.
Oh, man, a president with a serious gambling problem.
Dirty Joe. I'm into him for a mil.
Where's my gong?
He's selling off parts of the union.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, how do I revoke this Louisiana purchase? Hey.
I'm putting all Italians in internment camps because I owe them all money.
Tell me, price tag, Statue of Liberty. Tell me what that is.
So it's like, whatever. Like, so it's that classic thing. We're sort of Cyrano de Bergeracking a little bit. Because he's like, Anthony Quinn from beyond is like tossing her business advice, like things to say to them, which is basically stuff like, tell them to just back off and they'll go fuck themselves.
Put the knives away.
Put the knives away.
Get out of here. This is not your business. This is my business.
They're not even trying. Like, yeah. It's not even, like, they're not even, like, trying to bring it, like, oh, and this, like, title C97 says right. that you can't be doing this thing. Right. No, it's like, we have firmed up our option, and we said, fuck you.
Oh, that's very good. I can't believe you told me to fuck myself. I'm going to go, but I'm going to purse my lips a little more.
God, they're pretty wet.
Oh, man. It's just like.
I respect a strong woman.
It's like.
I got to get some Tic Tacs because it's our kids in here.
I'd grab you if your lecherous husband wasn't right there behind the camera.
John Derek, how much?
Yeah, yep. Oh, guaranteed.
John Derek, how much? Don't pay me. Don't pay me for any of this.
No, I can't sexually assault women that are being haunted by Anthony Quinn. I don't want to get possessed by him.
Dude, and he's like dry.
No, forget it. It's an old Italian actor next door. I'm not going to touch him.
He's like dry, gross lips. Dude, they look like two fucking pink socks you left in the dryer for too long.
I'm going to put my pink socks on you.
Ew.
These socks are going to meet your socks.
So then she's like,
if you know what I mean.
They're like, all right, let's take a break for the night. And then this old Winston is just like, you did great. I want to have sex with you. You did great.
Let's go dancing. I want to have sex with you. We should go dancing.
And then she's like, oh, I have to go to the pool. He's like, oh, well, I'm going to do more business calls. She goes to the pool. It looks very much like the pool in Superman 1 that Miss Texmacher is swimming around in.
Oh, yeah. Wonder if it's a shared cinematic universe.
It might be.
Shared pool universe, at least.
Oh, shit. Like you swim down in the pool. Another movie.
I think that pool was in an X-Files episode, too.
That's a good move. If you go to a pool party, you go as Superman and get in the pool with a nice kryptonite necklace around. Someone will enjoy that. Maybe me.
I think
just specifically me.
Steve's standing by the pool clapping.
Do you have to constantly be pretending like you're drowning the whole night?
Kind of, yeah.
So speaking of, I wish I was drowning when I was watching this movie. She goes to this pool and she's swimming around naked.
Oh god!
And then like she gets out and she's showering off, getting all that dirty Hong Kong chlorine off.
Talking to her dead husband the whole time.
Oh, the whole fucking time.
Back and forth nonsense.
Until he says,
"That's the original title of this movie: is Back and Forth Nonsense."
Does say ghosts can't do it at one point.
Yeah, so, says that on the beach.
Yeah.
So they have like, there's some sort of squabble here, and he's like, you know what? Why don't you take the night off? I'm gonna go hang out with some of my friends, and I'm like, ghost friends?
Hey, Hitler, let's play poker.
Remember when I sold you all those shells?
Oh, that's how he made his fortune.
Yeah, Buddy Holly, play some of your early stuff.
Remember when I damaged your plane?
So yeah, he literally says he's going to go hang out with his friends and like give her the night off.
Finally. Thank you so much, ghost husband. This is so much worse than when you were alive and ruining my life.
Because I've been holding in a shit for weeks.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to shit in front of my ghost husband.
She like farts, burps, throws up. Like, oh, fucking finally.
He's violently picking her nose.
She's like, oh, man, fucking Golden Girls are on tonight. I am just hanging out. I just watch fucking TV with some fucking old man nattering at me from beyond the grave.
And right when he leaves, like she gets in the shower and some like old hitman comes in. And this
Italian hitman.
Probably some friend of John Derek's. He's like, hey, Frank, you want to see my wife naked? Act in this scene with her.
Here's a deal breaker. Can I lick my lips in front of her? I need that. John.
Everyone has that. I think everyone's licking their lips in front of her.
And the whole thing is like his actual plan, and we'll get into what she thinks he's going to do. But the actual plan is he wants to make her have sleeping pills.
So she has
force her to eat sleeping pills so that like she sleeps through this big Donald Trump meeting.
I thought it was he wanted to commit suicide. Like
that's what I thought too.
I think I had the same idea as Andrew that it was she's got another like stockholders meeting or something.
Yes. But how would that guarantee that at all?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, because it's fucking stupid. But okay. because that happens to the other guy. Quinn or whatever his name is, the friend?
Winston.
Winston, okay.
Because, like, she, in the next scene, he explains it, but so it's like, so she sleeps through this meeting with Donald Trump and the fucking two Hong Kong businessmen.
So it's a decision between taking sleeping pills and being shot in the head with a silenced pistol.
Yeah, he has a silenced pistol, I guess, just
also,
in case.
Also, what's the point? Like, listen, you're trying to drug someone.
Well, wait, you're going to go in person and put a gun on them to drink?
In like, the pool, too.
Like, you sneak that shit in.
Yeah, you figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, wait till she's at the bar.
Yeah,
you offer her a drink, you know.
But the John Derek special, they call that. Yeah.
Look, man, I'm a grown man over 30, and if I get a silenced pistol fucking pointed in my face, I'm going to be like, whatever you want, please don't kill me, please don't kill me, please don't kill me.
Well, that's sort of what happens, which is what's crazy is what happens next.
Instead of that,
click here to see what happens next.
After the jump.
She starts asking if he's going to rape her?
She's almost bargaining for it. Like, you didn't come here to kill me.
I would rather be raped than be killed.
Oh, no. The line is more, it's not verbatim, but it's more like, I'd rather be raped every day for the rest of my life than be murdered by you.
And it's this, by the way.
Because that was my arrangement prior.
It's a joke. This is a funny scene.
Right, we're supposed to be laughing our tits off.
Because yes, most people would say that, but that's not a comedy. That's not a comedy.
Excuse me, I found it very funny.
This movie is fucking hilarious, first of all. I'd like to put that out there.
Pushing the boundaries.
I'm probably the funniest part of this movie. Second funniest part is the fucking rape scene in the pool. Oh, wait, there's no actual rape? All right, John Derek's a coward. I never liked anything he ever directed. It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, so he's not the modern Jodorowsky?
Oh, man. What a title no one would want.
It's my autobiography. That's my biography for him.
For a second, I thought you were going to say it for yourself.
No.
In which case, it's an autobiography.
Yes.
And by the way, everyone wringing their hands that somebody destroyed Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you could just stop.
Yeah.
We could all just stop.
Excuse me. That was private property. I own that.
Belong to the mayor of Hollywood, which is also me.
He's an honorable man. Big fan of mine, by the way.
Oh, how much do you think Martin Cinemax is kicking into that campaign?
Which one?
The Trump campaign.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be the fucking secretary of partying down.
You're going to have so many titties at the White House. It's going to be so luxurious. We're going to have gold-plated titties.
Donald!
We're going to take those titties and we're going to dip them into gold. I don't care if it burns the women.
Can I take pictures, Donald?
Oh, yeah. You can take as many pictures as you want.
Your official White House photographer. Everything must be documented. The Lincoln bedroom. That's right, it's turned into the Lincoln titty room.
Get some neon lighting in here. I don't see any neon lighting in the
If America lives again, baby.
I want you to put so many titties in those photos. If I'm sitting down with my best pal, Vladimir Putin, there better be titties in the background. I will not look weak in front of the premier of the Soviet Union's.
Oh,
mercy.
Now I'm just picturing like the final photo.
I don't care where you get them. They could be dead.
Everybody
I don't
loves
care.
A good dead titty. No, I'm picturing like the final photo from The Shining, but it's like Trump and Putin and just boobs. Someone's playing Scott Joplin or one of them there old-timey musicians.
Sure.
Oh, mercy.
But so like this happens and then she gets the sleeping pills but kind of just wakes up just in time.
She pulls she takes the pills and she pulls the guy into the pool too.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's fun.
And then it just cuts and she's
he says
like I could give it to you as a suppository instead. And then it cuts to her in bed with her butt in the air and she's loopy, which I'm thinking they're implying that he shoved pills up her ass.
That's stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah.
I don't think they're implying nothing. I think those things right up there.
Hold on a second. Andrew said stuffed pizza when
stuffed crust pizza.
Is that what they call it?
What? When you put a suppository in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never heard of
sleeping
crust? No. Is that a thing?
Is that a Bill Cosbyism?
No, I'm making all of this.
Okay,
up.
I was going to say, I don't think he's being honest.
You know what? It sounds crazy enough, it might be right.
Chris Cavett was so heartbroken, he's like, I can never order Pizza Hut again.
It's over.
It's over.
The love affair is over.
Me and Pizza Hut broke up
today.
No
more diarrhea. No.
So she goes back and like she wins the business meeting.
Mysteriously, by the way, those Hong Kong businessmen are not in attendance, and it's just her and fucking Sausage Fingers.
And he's just like, "We did a great job. I'm really impressed."
And like, what are you taught? What business thing? If this is how he actually does business, no wonder he keeps fucking failing.
And now that you know that, you have won the business, and I've lost $900 billion.
Good news is I don't have to pay taxes for 20 years.
It's kind of a win.
tell me, where did you get those stuffed crust pizza suppositories? That sounds like a great time.
He did an ad for stuffed crust pizza where he's biting into the cheese.
Oh,
he
did it backwards? Remember that, yeah.
It's fantastic. It's luxurious. I eat this with Martin Cinemax all the time.
I will say that you shouldn't be allowed to be president if you've ever had Pizza Hut, period.
If you've ever endorsed Pizza Hut.
Dude, all right, so invalid presidencies immediately. George W. Bush, Bill Clinton. Yep. Bill Clinton for fucking sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Richard Nixon never had fucking Pizza Hut.
I get that shit out of here. I'm a fucking Domino's man.
It probably didn't exist, but sure.
Oh, he was eating Burger Chef, dude. Burger.
They got Pizza Hut in prison. They got Pizza Hut in hell.
Those are his final words. You didn't know that?
That's all they have in hell is Pizza Hut.
You're eating Pizza Hut 24/7.
And there's only one bathroom in hell. That's the problem.
Oh, Lord. Listen, unless Pizza Hut has heard this and wants to advertise on the show, then we'll do business. We'll say business and business will happen.
Turns out Pizza Hut is totally delicious. I take back everything we said about Pizza Hut. It's marvelous.
It's a greasy, greasy delight.
Wing Street is also a brilliant idea. It's the same store, but you call it two different things to make you think it's two stores.
You will be so luxuriously fat, you won't even know what zip code you're in.
You'll be like a glorious Roman emperor. It'll be delicious.
You will have the dampest farts.
Hillary Clinton wants to have nothing but Pizza Huts next to Taco Bells, next to Kentucky Fried Chicken, open border fast food restaurants. I don't like those. I don't want a globalist empire inside. I want Pizza Hut over here. I want a wall to the Taco Bell.
You know what's most terrifying about those like split stores like that? Mm-hmm. Is that is somehow how you are able to get worse Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's not the same grill as a fucking chalupa, man. Like, it's not. Those things aren't meant to be near each other.
Well, also, and like, not that there was that much, you know, options to begin with, but the variety is cut down in half, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I think in Midtown, there's like a Tim Hortons, KFC, and Pizza Hut together, and it's just like, that's the next.
Well, there's some monster in Penn Station.
Oh, dude, just don't go.
Nathan's, Tim Hortons, and a Pizza Hut.
It should be against the law to consume food inside Penn Station.
Could you imagine eating Pizza Hut and washing it down with a cup of Tim Hortons coffee? Just wear a diaper and do
and
it.
Because you're just going to shit your bed.
And then you call 911.
I did it again. Oh, please help me. I did it again.
He was weak. He did it again.
You're just there and Hellraiser shows up.
Detective!
Hello there, Pinhead. Thank you for coming. You're now my sec death.
All right, so then he leaves the movie. Congratulations.
Then he's out of it forever.
So she goes back to, she wins the business. Winston's really impressed. He's like, congratulations, you won business.
He's so impressed, he's hard as a rock.
He's like, let's go back to Sri Lanka and get this shit going.
Let's dance.
We gotta dance. We're dancing on the docks again.
So she goes back to Sri Lanka. There is some sort of, and the problem with this movie is it veers very, it's sad because it really wants to be a
globe-trotting adventure.
The thing that the most annoying part of this movie is that it wants to be a Blake Edwards movie, which is really sad.
That's a good call.
Which is where Bo Derek got her kind of start, right?
Ten.
So
like, there's like wacky bits like where she's dancing on the dock right now, and she's like, oh, what's his face? Anthony Quinn never let me dance because he was John Lithgow and Footloose.
Never let me dance.
Because, yeah, that's like eating quiche, right, yeah. Chris? Yeah.
It's what soft men allow.
God, I hate this fictional character.
But she's dancing, and then Anthony Quinn's like, oh, if you're dancing like that, I'll dance with you all night, baby. And he's dancing in this fucking airport parking lot, wherever the fuck he is.
The camera's not moving. They're not doing different shots, so he's just kind of like going back and forth towards the camera.
It's so fucking embarrassing.
That's some hard dick dancing.
And then Winston is just on the end of the boat, like, dancing by himself.
Well, yeah, speaking of hard dick dancing, so it's Winston, he's dancing. Then you got this mayor or whoever that, like, Anthony Quinn's character was friends with or something.
Yeah. Sure.
So this dude's just sitting there. He's a big fat guy, and he's like fanning himself, like watching this dance. And then you got this priest character, this reverend, who's getting mighty mad that she's doing sexy dancing.
He eventually turns off the radio and calls her the devil, or has she's got the devil inside of her.
And this is like the Blake Edwards bit, right? He's like, oh, I'm a flustered.
But Jesus, this is not fucking funny at all.
But also, it's a 1983 music video.
Yeah.
She dances around, she blows the top of some preacher.
She does hot for teacher right about now.
Hot for preacher, yeah.
Wow, bravo. She does there's like a flash dance gag because she pulls a thing.
Oh, right.
And water falls on her, but there's so much water she falls over.
That's humorous.
You can see more of me now.
What's so funny, though, is like, I've seen this twice now. Neither time did I ever think that they were trying to be funny with any of this. Like,
yeah,
you're totally right. But
this is supposed to be a comedy.
It is supposed to be a comedy.
Which is just crazy.
It's also supposed to be a movie.
Yes.
Which is also
good
crazy.
Good point, Eric.
So crazy.
You would think they would want to make a movie. But no, most of this is just nonsense.
No, I don't know what this was.
So the next phase of this movie is two ladies come in from Australia, I guess.
Sure.
Sabine the White Witch and somebody else.
And Emma Frost the White Queen.
Killer Frost, you mean? Yes.
And it's like a weird, like, they're just like on this train and they're talking about like Bo Derek's mysterious life or whatever.
Well, I think that they're trying to buy the jewels or the jewels.
This is what's weird is I thought at first that they were like her best gal pals, like coming for a weekend in Sri Lanka. But it's like they're two complete strangers. I guess she put up an ad somewhere that was like, hey, I'm selling all my fun jewelry. Because they're coming to Sri Lanka to like appraise this jewelry collection.
Got a quick billion.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Also, so much of this is tax dodging. You know
oh
what I mean?
God.
Like, we're never in the United States proper because heaven forbid.
Just in that Wyoming ranch that I'm sure has some pretty sweet security around it.
Some wolves. He's reading books about wolves for some reason.
Well, because that's what a man does.
That's
dude.
What a man.
It's
an outdoorsy
call
man.
Of the wild and yes. up.
Though that's how that works. Is all of your ill-gotten funds trickle down from you get in Sri Lanka trickle down to Main Street, right? That's how it works.
That's how it happens every time. So. That's how Reagan planned it.
Trumped up trickle down economics. Crickets.
There's one for the opposing.
We're equal opportunity. No, we're not. No,
equal
we're
not. Opportunity listen, offenders.
Listen, the election is next week, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, vote your conscience. I'll quote Ted Cruz on that.
As you often do.
Dude, I often do.
Speaking of Ted Cruz, by the way. I had another mysterious Ted Cruz possible sighting. I saw
what?
Not actually him, but I went to a screening today. I saw the new movie Jackie. The
you
new
were
Natalie
sitting
Portman
in a drive-in movie.
Movie
theater with your girlfriend, your best girl, and some guy in a black pillowcase tried to kill you.
Dude, he came up and he shot my best girl in the fucking head. It was crazy.
He tied you up and then like stabbed you in your leg.
Dude, I tried crawling away. He shot me in the spine.
He actually asked me to tie myself up?
It was so weird. Mr. Sandman was playing on the radio.
I'm sorry.
No, I saw the Pablo Larraín movie, Jackie, with Natalie Portman, and there's a guy playing like a JFK aide in the movie. Dude, it looks like fucking Ted Cruz,
oh,
like
nice.
A younger Ted Cruz. I was like, is that supposed to be Rafael Cruz? What with the connection to the assassin?
He's a trigger man.
Trigger man.
Rafael Cruz, trigger man.
So like these women are coming, and the idea is we're going to move these jewels.
She greets them while riding an elephant, by the way.
Very well-mannered elephant.
This this example of white decadent horse
shit.
This is the part of the movie that it's like begging you to check out. And yeah. I might have kind of checked out a little
bit. Oh, I totally
it's
checked
so
out,
so hard to watch.
Dude,
this.
I'll be quite frank. I got up and fucking went and took a dump in the middle of this movie.
Sure.
All that
Pizza Hut's got to go somewhere.
It certainly does.
I think the movie is like, what, 94 minutes, something to that effect. Uh-huh. I paused it at one point, and there was 37 minutes left. I yelled audibly, not any word, but just a guttural like sound of anguish, knowing that I had 37 more minutes.
That's what
left.
Happens, dude. Yeah. That's what happens. So they're buying this. They're here to appraise this jewelry.
Fausto shows back up.
Right.
He's like, hey, I remember me. I'm back in the movie. And like, Etika's like, kill him. Kill him.
Kill him now. My ghost dick is so hard.
Because he has to enter his body at the moment of death.
Moment of death. Very important detail. So in order to make this happen, hey, everybody, let's play some baseball.
or I guess it's cricket, maybe.
No, it's definitely just baseball. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was cricket, too. I was like, oh, this is neat. Nah, they're just definitely playing baseball. Okay. It's during this baseball game that Bo Derek is talking to this woman, and she's like, oh, yeah, don't mind me. Like, I'm just talking to my dead husband. And she, like, doesn't blink and is like, oh, that's cool. Is he here now? Oh, yeah, yeah, he's right there. We've been talking, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, that's interesting. You know, because I'm a witch and all. And
a white witch.
You're like, wait, wow, what? What? I mean, ghosts, fine. Donald Trump, fine. Now a white witch is involved. Dude,
no, Donald
too much.
Trump was the last straw.
Yeah.
You introduce that, I'm ready for anything.
I have no more straws to give.
Do you have a minotaur coming in here? Great. Let's see it.
That minotaur is a fucking weak pussy.
Let's see him try to get through a wall. Let's just see him try to get over my wall.
I beat him at cards and I fucked his wife. I'll say it. I fucked his wife.
I fucked that minotaur's wife and his fucking stupid horse legs.
I went through his maze, which was dumb.
I bought her a Barco lounger. She loved it.
Terrible maze. The worst maze. You want a good maze? You come to the lobby of Trump Tower. I'll tell you what. You won't find your way out of there. It's my tower. I don't even know where I'm going.
You get to the middle of that maze. There's a delicious taco salad waiting for you. It's fucking decadent. Decadent taco salad.
Bigly did I beat that maze. I bigly beat it.
And I am the champion. I already won.
I have the most bigly hands you'll ever see.
I bigly beat him, just like my favorite actor, Ed Bigley Jr.
Even though that lefty stuff he pulls sometimes really steams me.
That Tom Hanks is okay, too. I liked him in that movie, Bigly. When he's a little boy that becomes Bigly. And then he tries to have sex with women, which I appreciate.
I love that movie where the little kid inherits a baseball organization, Little Bigly. Oh, Lord.
I love Werner Herzog's Strozek because it shows how great capitalism can be and how we have to crush these foreign rats.
It's also got a dancing chicken, and I got to tell you, that chicken dances fabulously. I love that fucking Strozek chicken, man.
I love it. It's the best.
Oh.
I would vote for that for president.
Can't believe I lost to a fucking dancing chicken.
Rigged. It was rigged.
Especially because he was for the Communist Party.
Oh, man. Yeah, that dancing chicken was a communist.
Defeated by a communist chicken. It was definitely rigged by crooked chicken.
Bunch of hens against me.
They don't want a cock like me in the White House. I'll tell you. Believe me, they don't. They don't. Believe me.
Whatever they say is wrong. It's false accusers.
Those hens would bigly regret it if I got in there.
I'm pretty sure if the Republican Party elected a dancing chicken, which they might still, Newt Gingrich would fucking fight tooth and nail for that chicken's honor.
Oh, totally.
I think, honestly, I was riding in the car with the chicken. He was great. He's really smart. He really danced around Hillary. The witch has nothing to do, but she's just a witch, and
she's like friendly. It's one person who doesn't think she's crazy.
Nobody gives a shit that she's crazy, though.
No,
so it
nobody
doesn't
does.
Matter.
We realize that Fausto is actually an evil guy, which is really setting up his death. It's like he's working with the mayor, I guess, because they want these jewels.
Yeah, they're gonna rob that fishbowl.
Sure, that's part of the movie.
Weird thing that's hanging from your roof.
But then it's weird because I think the mayor is like on to the whole thing. Because doesn't the mayor then have Fausto arrested?
No, the mayor. No.
It's like
it's
a phony arrest, and then then he like springs him out of it or something.
It's all charade.
Fausto, the last scene. One of the last scenes is Anthony Quinn is like, "You gotta kill Fausto tonight. I got my dick all ready to go." And Julie Newmar's like, "Just go to hell already." And he's like, "No, I want to fuck this lady." So, like, he's like, you got to do it. She won't do it. She, like, tells him to go fucking screw finally, right?
Yeah, they have a big ghost-on-person fight.
Fausto shows up. She's got this thing of rat poison, so on so
she
forth.
She tries to, I mean, she doesn't
She doesn't
to do
try
it.
To kill him.
Right. She does, but then she can't do it.
Right, she hits him over the head with a club or something?
Yeah, and then the poison's there, but she can't do it, and she can't shoot him because she's not a murderer, I guess.
Yeah, she doesn't want to kill somebody.
Listen, if you Anthony Quinn's yelling like, shoot him, shoot him. It's like, what? You want to possess his body?
Yeah, with one between the eyes? How's that going to work?
Also, don't you? I mean, like, if there's people around, this is a murder. Like, yes, even if he comes back,
I'm a sex zombie.
Attempted murder at the very least.
Even I have no head, but I've got a dick.
I mean, even if it was a thing where it's like, we're going to give him a bunch of rat poison, he'll die, and then you can go in his body, that rat poison's still kicking around in there.
Hey, Mobu, I got to call you in real quick because honestly, this is not the sex zombie I wanted, y'all. He sounds exactly like Anthony Quinn.
Ah, get over here, you wily little Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's a real turnoff for me. Honestly,
you can hear him in the background.
Mobu, I got to tell you, this is not as the manual instructed.
Give me that little ass, Jeff.
So she doesn't kill him, but right. This is when he gets arrested because, like, they're like, arrest that man. He was trying to steal the jewels.
Well, yeah, it's like a home invasion at this point. Yeah,
but also, wonderfully, Anthony Quinn calls it quits. Like, like, fuck it. And, yeah. I'm going to go to hell then.
Finally.
I'm going to tell you this now. I believe this is the first Ghost saxophone outro.
You're probably right on
I
that.
I think I'm right on this. I can't be, you know, I have a lot more research to do, but, you know, I'm pretty sure on this one.
You know what a good place to start is probably IMDb plot keywords, ghost saxophone.
Ghost sax.
That's right next to Dead Woman with Eyes Open. Yeah.
Is that in Visitor Q too?
yeah, there's a lot of ghost saxophones in that movie.
So the next day, they're still fighting, sort of, I think. Like, they're trying to say goodbye, but she's like, oh no, I missed my shot. Now I got to kill this guy. So, like, she has no backbone whatsoever.
Yep, exactly, but, right.
But he's left. Like, he
she goes to the jail. He's not there. And then she realizes the mayor was in on it or whatever the fuck.
It is so unclear. I've seen this movie twice. Both times I was stone cold sober, which is a huge mistake, I realize. But it makes no sense. All of a sudden, this big fat guy is just like, what do you want from me? You're like, what?
Well, the best part is, and it's probably my favorite line. Well, my favorite line reading.
Okay.
And when she goes, because she's like, you know, this is it. He's not going to come back. So she's like shaking the mayor and she's like, I'm going to beat you up. And he's like, oh, beat me up.
Oh, right.
See, I guarantee you what's happening right now in this movie is everyone involved is like, everyone's already jerked off by now.
Cooler heads are prevailing.
The noonday sun has passed.
We just need 20 more minutes and whatever works.
We'll just get out of here. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that's what's happening.
So basically, she finds out that
beat me up.
He wasn't in the prison at all, so she goes to find him, and he, like, drowned just unceremoniously.
He drowned in a fishing net?
I think that's the mayor taking care of it.
Oh, loose ends.
Because they're like, oh, no, we found a body stuck in the oyster nets.
Oh, so like a Vince Foster situation is what you're saying.
That's right. That's exactly
that's another,
right.
That's another one for the conservative fan.
Everybody thinks that he was found shot to death in a car. He was actually drowned in an oyster net. I've got the fucking documents to prove that.
That's right. What we say on this show on Infowars.com, Donald Trump repeats a week later. The Clinton body count, InfoPlanet.com, prison.org.
You're now doing reads for him. I hope you know.
Well, thank God it's all fake websites.
Even his own website's a fake website.
No, I'm actually getting my correspondence degree at prisonplanet.edu.
Oh, weird, dude. Yeah. I got accepted to InfoPickle University last week, actually. It's crazy.
That's excellent. So he's
dead. Oh, beat me up.
So he's dead, and she's like, and then he goes like, I can't do nothing. I missed the moment of death. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And never gonna fuck again. What's gonna happen?
So the weird thing is we've been told it's the moment of death, the moment of death.
I walked in on the snuff film, and I missed the moment of death, Martin. You're gonna have to get another reel and start running it.
Take it back, because I need to watch the moment of death.
Is he up there? Hello?
If he's not,
run it again.
If he's not up there, get him out of here. Get him out of this country and get a racist white man, maybe a David Duke, to screen my snuff films.
Only David Duke
runs projection equipment for me.
1999, younger Donald Trump sits down to 8mm in the theater. wrong. It's not it. It's not how it works.
It's not how this goes down. This is totally inaccurate. This movie's a bunch of bull.
Gandolfini is excellent as always. Wrong.
You want to see a good snuff film movie? You watch The Prophecy. I knew that guy. I dodged the draft personally, but I knew that guy, that evil military man that had the snuff films we used to watch.
Well, actually, if you want to know, most accurate, David Cronenberg's Videodrome.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Most accurate depiction I've seen thus far in the history of American Canadian cinema.
I when I go to the gym, I keep my shirt on because I watch the Videodrome movie and I have a stomach vagina, but nobody needs to know that but me.
I paid top dollar for that stomach vagina. Puts James Woods to shame. James Woods is a coward compared to my stomach vagina.
I only use golden VHS tapes and golden dildos, the most luxurious sex toys you could find in my stomach vagina. In my stomach china.
So she breathes, she resuscitates him mouth to mouth, and that allows Anthony Quinn, which is the worst, the creepiest thing in the world. It's this young guy just talking like Anthony Quinn.
It's dubbed. It's really so terrible. But it doesn't make any sense, though.
We used to do this in the 80s, though. Superman, prime example. Young Clark Kent has like Christopher Reeve's voice reason. It's very terrifying.
But this doesn't make any sense, though, because it's supposed to be the moment of death, not the moment of CPR resuscitation.
Yeah. Or maybe like he comes back and goes away.
Comes back and then she fucking beats him over the head with a conch shell.
That's kind of what happens.
It's so weird. But then, this guy just sits up looking all like Kyle MacLachlan's stunt double. And he's just like, so what? So let's dance.
Yeah.
And he just sounds like a 70-year-old heavy smoker. And it's just so disturbing.
It just makes me think of The Exorcist.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, it sucks cocks in hell, Karis.
The whole time I was like, oh no.
During the whole movie, I was puking green blood.
I was going to say, the suggestion, I think the second to last scene is they're actually in the haystacks having sex.
Yeah.
And she's like writhing away, like, oh, I've had to. Your dick is too much and your sex is too much. I actually think that she saw the chest vagina.
Right.
And was scared to death. They didn't have sex once.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
I think that's why she's
I think actually this movie might have been written by a man.
No.
Period.
Dude, it's like, first of all, it's a Christian man because they run to a chapel to get married.
Yes.
And then we're fucking in this horse barn. And she's just got
your dick
straw
is so
all
great.
Over her ass.
It's just like all she talks about is how great his dick is. Like, I know, baby, it's great. And like, is he gonna keep doing this? Is this like his MO? Like, are they gonna live to like 2045 kind of a thing? Like, or 2400? Who knows? Like, how many times they both can do this now?
Until like that's
Ed and Lorraine Warren stops them.
That'd be a good sequel. Right?
Dude, the Warrens versus Bo Derek and her ghost husband.
Yeah, it's like Tron, the next movie. It's like a super future.
They need to have that conversation. Like, so what happens when you get old? Well, and then like, some assistant walks by or something.
Yeah.
Cut to freeze frame, maybe.
We could have like a Blade Runner type of scenario where there's like a dude that's assigned to like kill ghosts that have possessed people's bodies instead of replicants.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
But then it turns out like it's like, oh wait, am I a ghost too?
Ghost Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be pretty awesome.
There you go. Sci-Fi Channel. Give us a ring.
No one's giving us a ring.
No.
My phone isn't ring.
My phone never rings.
Never.
By the way, he does have a line in the barn. Like she's rolling over like, my God, I can't get fucked anymore. And he like peers over a haystack and goes, prepare to die. And I was like, get fucked to death? Like, why are you saying that?
That's all this guy cares about. It's not like, oh, now we can go back and read the books together. Like, no,
It's all worshiping his manhood
and how scary
it is.
And then, we're coming full circle because this is good storytelling. We're back to just riding horses in the snow. This dude falls off the horse, much like Anthony Quinn does at the beginning of the movie. We have a big chuckle, freeze frame,
by
she
John
pays
Derek.
Him a compliment. That's the last thing that happens.
Probably calls him the great one at least one more time.
No, then, handsome says, oh, you're so handsome.
Now you're finally handsome. You're not a fucking wretched old man.
Great.
You don't look like my Greek uncle.
And it ends, and in the credits, it literally, because again, we're like Blake Edwards territory, it says, and yes, that really was Donald Trump.
This movie is full of fun credits.
Oh, really? IMDb calls those crazy credits, Andrew?
I call them in my notes cute credits.
Okay.
So we've got another cute credit right at the start. It says, they're crediting some dude who's playing like the priest or something. It says, Jerry Spence, who taught us about wetsuits? And then, yes, that really was Donald Trump. And then this is great because this is just like this isn't credits. This is just it's just this guy writing notes to his friends.
A thank you note.
It says, thank you, Eduardo and Moshe. You were a great pleasure. What?
There's another one that's like, we couldn't have done this without you. And then comes a bunch of other names.
Like, what are you doing?
Cocaine.
She is on cocaine this whole movie.
Everybody's on
have to be.
That wasn't snow.
I mean, I wouldn't want to know where I was if I was making this movie, man.
I think Anthony Quinn's more the PCP crowd.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. He's cosmopolitan.
So he was doing a bunch of PCP in that used car lot in Virginia where they filmed his scene.
And he was just stumbling. And he was the one who demanded the costume changes.
I have to do a bunch of Special K in this Burger King bathroom.
We could just do it back here with the black curtain here.
I'm in a utility closet in a Bloomingdale's. All right, let's make a movie. It's such a bad decision. Like, why would you not have him just haunting her in the frame?
Yeah, do that thing where he's like sort of transparent, like the oldest trick in the ever-loving book.
And it's like he's like talking at this dude, but like the guy's ignoring him.
You never see them in a shot together.
No, because he's standing in front of a fucking curtain the whole movie.
It's driving me nuts.
Would anybody recommend this trash?
No. No.
Chris Gavin?
I'm a little on the fence.
Come on!
Let's hear him
out. For the seeing is believing track.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have the curiosity for what you just heard about,
sure.
I would say go right ahead.
I think Chris is talking to the Cinemax crowd.
Yes.
I would not recommend it. No. You're doing it. You're doing it. I see it.
It's like a seeing is believing.
It is, but like it's so boring. Like, watch
You don't have to watch the whole movie.
Finish.
You don't have to watch the whole movie. Get to see Donald Trump pretend like he's an actor in this movie.
It doesn't matter if they finish as long as I finish.
Just watch my scenes. They're the best scenes in the movie by far. That John Derek, he was a total fucking joke. I directed those scenes.
You know, I tried to classily ask him if I may have Bo.
Classily ask
him. I tried to be a gentleman about the situation. You know, he doesn't know how to talk about money.
Everything I do is dripping in class.
But, like, the Trump shit aside, like, you have to see how they conduct this ghost business. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
That's fair.
I remember the first time, like, Chris recommended this movie on the whole idea of, like, Donald Trump is in the movie
talking absolute nonsense
for more than a cameo.
I mean, Donald Trump ghosts, I'm already there.
But when I turned it on and I realized like he's standing in front of this curtain and it's cutting to her talking to the sky.
Yeah.
Irritating. It's something. It's irritatingly something.
I think the guy from the Razzies said it was one of his favorites.
Oh, right. Oh. This racked up a ton of raspberries for Arnold W. Raspberry.
Oh, my God. That movie was great. Trump 2016. It also somehow...
I'm so tired of all these people outsourcing bad movie jobs.
We took his jobs.
We did.
It's also inexplicably just received a fucking Blu-ray release.
What?
Who needs this in 1080p?
I bet you.
I'll tell you who needs this in 1080p. 4K, baby. You know what the P stands for 1080p. It's not what you think.
What is it? What does it stand for? We're all dripping with suspense.
peanuts. There's 10,000. There's a wait. No, there's 1,080 peanuts.
That's Ghost Can't Do It from 1989, directed by John Derrick. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over at SideshowNetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, write into the mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com, tpublic.com/user/WeHateMovies. Check out our merch store or just go straight to WHMPodcast.com. Click on shop. The holidays are coming. They're right around the corner.
It's the holiday season.
Well, whoop-de-doo, Steve. Get your friends and loved ones some We Hate Movies merch.
You're getting a piece of coal, and you're going to fucking like it.
And remember, America, next week, go to the polls. Vote, 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 vote. You got to do that.
Well, the earnest poll ended.
Well, no, the other one. The less important election.
Other, yes, as you put it, the other vote.
I forgot about the...
Yeah. We got the important one out of the way. We know which is the best earnest movie.
I had a feeling it was jail from the beginning.
I thought so, too. Lock her up. That's one for the other side of the aisle.
There you go.
So next week on the program, if we haven't been snuffed out by our next president.
Chris Cabin, what is it?
Don't tell her it's me.
Also known as the boyfriend school.
Also known as Steve Guttenberg pretending he's a New Zealander.
Oh, hey, I have that to look forward to.
And I'm sure it's flawless.
So until next week, where we're getting uncomfortable with Steve Guttenberg, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Zahn.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy. Go vote.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
Sometimes. That is what I...
Time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
He's sick for fucks. You've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's the fucking
rules, Wicker Man? What an excellent day for an exorcism.